At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's the end of the week. It's time for us to close out our week focused on our intuition and more deeply developing that connection with our innermost intuitive voice. I want to give you just a little moment today to journal. I know every single Tuesday we have our contemplation practice, where at the end of the show, I leave you with journaling prompts. But I don't know how many of you actually go into the journaling for those prompts. If you just take 5 minutes to contemplate, to feel into what we're talking about on Tuesdays. So today, since it's Friday, for our feel good practice, I want you to sit down and really give yourself some space to journal. Journaling, I find, is the single best way for me to continue deepening my relationship with myself. And when we're talking about our intuition, it's that deep feeling of knowing inside. That knowing that sometimes comes before we know, before we logically can make sense of a situation. It's that energetic connection to, well, I know what's right in this situation. I know that this doesn't feel good or that this is the right thing. That intuition is so important that we continue connecting with. And journaling, in a big sense, is talking to that deeper side of ourselves.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I want you to dedicate today as much time as you can. If all you have is 5 minutes, that's okay. But if you can give yourself at least 30 minutes, light some candles, brew yourself your favorite cup of tea or something delicious to drink, sit down in a private, secluded space and journal. You don't need a specific prompt for this. You don't have to answer a specific question. If you like, you can just start writing about how you feel in this moment. What's going on in your life in this moment? What's moving inside of you? How are you? How is your heart? Start in any direction that you want. But the point is, I want you to spend 30 minutes, if you can, with pen to paper. Just writing, connecting to that innermost intuitive part of yourself. If you've never journaled before, take this moment as your big sign, buy a brand new notebook if you need to, and start up the practice of journaling. If you can spend even just a couple of minutes every day writing and talking and conversing with yourself, it is going to help you figure yourself out. It's going to help you solve problems. It is going to help you get to know yourself better and get to know yourself deeper, which is something that we all need. We're all on this journey of figuring life out. And we all need to get to a place where we are our own very best friend. So 30 minutes spent journaling, that's your feel-good practice for today. Bring it with you into the weekend and keep it up all throughout next week if you like. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. I'll be back on Monday with a brand new intention.